Welcome back to Ohio Exopolitics. I'm your host, Mark Snyder. It's 4:46 p.m. Eastern on the 11th of February, 2021. I'm going to start out the show with a clip on current events. It comes from a guy named Mike Lindell, who is the CEO of a rather large company. And he is doing a movie here about the incredible election fraud that took place in our election here recently. And I think you'll find some of this interesting. Then I'm going to move on to some interesting information in the book called Macht der Gedanken, The Might of Thoughts, by Edward Albert Meyer. We're going to talk about self-control and the unconscious. So here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. As you all know, I have been attacked the last month relentlessly on social media, by newspapers, by TV shows, by you name it, I've been attacked. And myself, not just myself, but my company. The boycotts that are going on, Fox stores are dropping me, social media, they cancel my Twitter. Today, they cancel MyPillow's Twitter account, my company's Twitter account. Well, before I was going to get erased completely, we put together this show. And what you're going to see today is what they don't want you to see, why they're trying to erase me. And what I've told everyone out there is, you know what? I've seen evidence. I've been trying since November 4th to prove, you know, to show what's out there. Why are these deviations that happened on election night? None of it made any sense. So I dove all in with everything I had, resources, anytime I heard something that maybe was relevant, I went and said, you know, looked into it, did my own due diligence, had my even my own investigations. Well, on one day, I think it was like January 9th, all of a sudden, they brought me some a piece of evidence that's 100% proved. It's like a print of inside the machine of the timestamp that showed other countries attacking us, hacking into our election through these machines, and it shows the votes flipped. And I'm going, wow, I got to get this out there. And from that point on, I started putting it out there, and that's when they just started attacking me. Well, they obviously are hiding something, and tonight you're going to see what they're hiding. You're going to see on this show, we're going to have cyber forensic experts. We're going to have 100%, you're going to see all this evidence that by the time you're done seeing it, you're going to go, wow. 100% it proves exactly what happened, that these machines were used to steal our election by other countries, including China. But I do want to tell you, before we get into all that, I want to tell you what I consider, why I'm so happy today about two miracles that happened these last couple months. The first miracle was on election night. And on election night, at 11:15 at night, the algorithms of these machines basically broke. And this will be explained during this show. But they broke. What that means is Donald Trump got so many more millions of votes that they didn't expect that they're going to have to go recalibrate, right? So that's why all these states shut down. All of a sudden, they all shut down. And we're all going, what? That's weird. This has never happened in any other election. And then we're going, okay. Then as the days went on, going, what? Another week that it takes, you know, like Arizona to count 1% of their vote. And you see these big spikes like in Michigan and all these big, you know, votes that were poured in. Nobody understood it, right? We're like living in this kind of twilight zone during that time. Well, that is one miracle there, because think if that wouldn't have happened. Think if they would have estimated right, and what would have happened is it would have been just like a normal election at 3 in the morning. They would have said, Biden won. He won by a little bit, and we would have said, oh, better luck next time. But because he got so many votes, it broke that and set off this series of events of these deviations. If that wouldn't have happened, we would have never been here talking about biggest attack in history, the biggest cyber attack ever. And this is, you know, the American dream would be gone forever, because we would have never known. And it would just, you know, using machines, it would have took us over forever. Here comes the second miracle. And with this one, I got to show you here on the chart. I'm going to go through these, and I'm going to tell you why this is a miracle. Okay, what we're going to do here, we're going to go state by state, and we're going to show you what else happened. So here's Arizona. Okay, the margin of victory was 10,000 votes that Biden, they say Biden won. Now, if we look at this, let's go down the chart here. Mail-in ballots require an adjudication, almost 300,000. What these mean are these are votes that they put through, and you're going to learn that you're going to learn all about that during this show too, an adjudication, how that works. But let's just go to the next one. Illegal aliens voting, 36,400 illegal aliens voted. You see that? He only lost by 10,000. Boy, of course they can't vote. Okay, Donald Trump wins Arizona, right? We'll just keep going. Voters registered to a vacant lot, 2,000. Completed mail-in ballots received the day before the ballots were even mailed. They got 22,000 ballots back in Arizona before they had even mailed the ballots out. What? That's kind of bizarre, right? Okay, keep going. Down here, Maricopa County, electronic adjudicated ballots, 103,000 votes loaded before opening of polls. So the votes were even loaded. They were already in there before the polls even opened, 50,000. Okay, you see all that. Let's go to the next state here. I'm going to skip Georgia and come back to it. Let's go to Michigan. Michigan, dead voters, 17,367. And this is so, Michigan is kind of its own. We're going to talk about Michigan. It's very different than the other states, what went on there. So it's all grouped together, 615,000 votes that are just in question. And we're going to skip that part, okay? Let's go to the next one here, Nevada. Okay, here's Nevada. Illegal aliens that voted in this election, 4,000. Mail-in or absentee ballots for voters that were known to have voted in other states, 15,000. Clark County used signature verification, one half the image quality that was suggested by the manufacturer, and to check the mail-in ballot signatures, 130,000. We'll just skip through that. Raffle tickets that they were incentivized, 500. Here we go. Here's a big one. Dead people who voted, 1,506. Non-Nevadans who voted in Nevada. They don't even live in Nevada. 19,218. Voters who double voted, 42,284. Okay, as you can see, they add up to over 200,000. Donald Trump lost by 34,000 votes. Okay, let's go to the next one, Pennsylvania. Mail-in votes that counted without a Republican observer. We all heard that stuff. It's well over 600,000. Mail-in ballots, 68. Here's another one, too. You're going to hear a lot about this during this thing, but let's go down. Poll workers that voted with various errors in the bins. This is the one where you heard the fake ballots that were driven from New York to Pennsylvania. You'll hear a little about that in the show, too. But this is it. We're going to go by Pennsylvania. You can all see it adds up to 866,000. Donald Trump lost by 68,000. And there'll be a point to all this I'm getting to. Okay, here's Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Surge of identity combined voters in 2020. That would take a while to explain, but there was 130,000. U.S. Postal Service backdated ballots, 100,000. Okay, that's incredible if you actually look into it. The mail-in ballots entering the tabulation process under the guise of absentee ballots and clear violation of state law, 170,000. Okay, the margin of victory for Biden was 20,000 votes. Now we're going to go back to Georgia. Okay, everyone knows the president called the Secretary of State in Georgia, and on that call, he said he was listing these to the Secretary of State. He said, okay, you have felons with incomplete sentences that voted and cast their vote, 2,560. Underage children that registered to vote and illegally voted, 66,247. Unregistered voters who voted, 2,423. Registered voters who voted in another state after their Georgia registration date, 4,926. Voters who voted in Georgia and also voted in another state, 395. Voters who voted in Georgia but changed their address before the election to do it, 15,700. People who failed to pre-register to vote in their county in time after moving from one county to another, 40,279. Voters who illegally claimed a post office box as their residence, 1,043. voters who registered too late to vote in the election, 98, people who died prior to the election, they were already dead, 10,315. Okay, ballots with no chain of custody. We'll probably talk a little bit about that in this show, too.
Might be a good place to stop. I mean, the voter fraud was just so horrible, so tremendous. Come back to that on a later date. Starting on page 58 of The Might of Thoughts, this is about self-control in the unconscious. It says, one's own thoughts can be controlled and maintained along the right path so that at least inner freedom and harmony and so forth is obtained and acquired. There's something interesting here that is mentioned in Conduct Report 228 about balance and harmony. And I believe the German word for that is Ausgeglichkeit. And let me get a good pronunciation on that. This comes from Dict.
Ausgeglichenheit.
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 So we're talking about balance and harmony, neutral positive thinking. You know, we're not overly positive and we're not negative. We're just a little positive, a little past the point of balance and just a little bit towards the positive. Contact Report 228, on one hand, the mission and their entry into it serves, in the first instance, their own evolution, and on the other hand, it serves also for them to teach the people and to convey love, knowledge, and wisdom, as well as inner peace, inner freedom, balance, and harmony. And Ausgeglichenheit is equilibrium, poise, balance, calm, even temper. Some of the synonyms for harmony include concord, unity, peace, friendship. So if we have inner harmony, it's a good possibility that we are maintaining the neutral positive thinking. That's what we're always searching for. And we're searching for that balance between the negative and the positive, maybe a little swayed towards the positive. Might of Thoughts, page 58, the principle of the universe is the principle of life, and this principle is the law of evolution. Through cause and effect, the law of causality, whereby every single effect and every single occurrence and every single action and so forth has a preceding cause. So, the universe is the creation, as the Meyer information calls it, and it's called a Wesenheit in the Germany, which means the universe has no personality. It's not a man. It's not a woman. There is an intelligence there, but even this intelligence conforms completely to what are called the creational natural laws. So it only has a very little bit of what you might call self-determination, because it's so focused on these creational natural laws, which include love, brotherly love, striving, which is hard work, the law of harmony, or the neutral positive equalized balance, and the law of you could call schedule, or it has another term, but it's the fourth law is that we should follow a schedule in our lives, that we are very loyal to. We get up at a certain time, we do this at a certain time, that at a certain time. So you want to have this system in order, I think it's called, or in notes. So these are the four, let's call them the four pillars of the creational natural laws that we want to follow for daily basis. It's brotherly love, it's striving, and striving can be fun. I don't want to say that striving, and it can be also can be rather just down to earth, like cleaning out your garage. Striving is a principal thing which controls your sense of life and your happiness. So if you're going through a depression, one of the ways of fighting through this is by hard work. So we said, and then the third is this balance and harmony, this Ausgeglichenheit that we're talking about, this neutral positive balance. And then finally, the system in order, the schedule, following a step-by-step structure to your life. So this is the principle of the universe. These are the universal laws, and then we have other things like reincarnation and the number of people that are supposed to be on a planet of our size. Now, there is something called the vicious cycle. If you don't follow the creational natural laws, if you've kind of, you know, you're neglecting the law of harmony, suffering comes from wrong thinking. And finally, thoughts that run out of control, particularly negative thoughts, are the ones that put us in this cycle of thoughts that we can't stop. So let me read this, Mind of Thoughts, page 68. If this state is maintained further, then as a result of the continually negative thoughts, the feelings become correspondingly also increasingly negative and transmit themselves in this form to the psyche, which thereby becomes increasingly negative, increasingly unequalized, finally disturbed and sick. So the thoughts produce the feelings grow out of the thoughts. The feelings then affect your habits, so you start to do certain things, they could be good or bad, productive or unproductive, and then finally you get circumstances in your life. So that's the chain of the steps, and it starts with the thoughts. And remember, the feelings grow out of the thoughts. The feelings they simplify things. They allow the intensity of the thoughts to discharge. They allow you to deal with complications, because feelings have a way of giving you an overview. So it's simplifying life. It's making life easier for you. Now, feelings are not emotions. Emotions are impulsive, and they go quickly, and they're very, sometimes very dangerous. The emotions can be. Now, feelings eventually will discharge some energy to the psyche, but they tend to grow slowly out of the thoughts, and they should be allowed to develop. We shouldn't interfere with the develop of feelings. Sometimes you have to be kind of neutral and stand back and let these feelings manifest in one way or another. And you still have to, use some judgment there, but we shouldn't really tamper with, in an unnatural way, with the feelings. The feelings are important. So Billy, later in the same page, calls what I was just talking about the vicious cycle. And there might be two versions of this. Sometimes I see almost two versions of this vicious cycle. The first cycle is negative thinking. You got anger, fear, depression, or frustration, and you keep thinking these negative thoughts all the time, and your frame of reference is narrowing, and you're getting more and more unhappy, more and more tense. This kind of thinking produces feelings that typically make us feel bad. And that's a clue to you. It's like, whoa, why am I feeling bad? Well, it's because you're having unhealthy thoughts that are not neutral positive. So we get this immediate feedback during our self-observation that something bad or unhealthy is going on. Now, the longer we stay in the vicious cycle, the worse we feel. So this first vicious cycle type, and this is totally just me, my idea, so take it with a grain of salt, but this first vicious kind of cycle, we feel bad, we'll feel worse as it continues to go on. And what I'm saying here is, this is straight from the Meyer, but these two kinds of vicious cycle are just something that I kind of observed. Now, there's a second kind of vicious cycle, at least that I experience sometimes, that doesn't make me feel bad right away. And this kind of cycle might involve eating too much, drinking too much, being lazy, driving too fast, having kind of religious or wrong kind of thoughts. And this kind of bad thinking might take a little more time before it manifests. But it can manifest in some very bad results, you know. So just be aware of that. That's just my own observation. Might have thoughts, page 68. Naturally, in this form, the thoughts and the disturbed or sick psychical state become a burden for the human being. You know, you might become depressed. You might be, you know, angry about something. You might be very hurt about something. It continues for days. You might be very worried about something. It continues for days. It goes on and on. So it's the vicious cycle has kicked in. And it might be that your life becomes disturbed in every regard. So you have negative feelings, or negative thoughts, then negative feelings. The psyche becomes unequalized. And if it stays that way too long, the psyche starts to become sick. And by the psyche, again, in the Meyer teaching, we're talking about the material consciousness. Remember, we have a spiritual consciousness and a material consciousness. The spiritual consciousness never dies. It's not completely 100% aware the way the material consciousness is. It isn't engrossed with the details of life. The material consciousness is the consciousness that you came in with when you were born. You also, in your subconscious, have programmed certain levels of evolution that come from previous lives. You may have specific information in there of memories. But we have this the spiritual consciousness. Now, we have something called the spirit form, which enters into the body of the child 21 days after fertilization. And that causes the heart to beat and life and thinking all comes from the power of the spirit form. And there's a consciousness associated with the spirit form. And one of the things it does is it sends us these guiding impulses, these determining impulses. So you have to kind of get in a real calm, neutral state and then sometimes wait to see if you get these impulses. A lot of times they're ignored, these direction-determining impulses that come from the innermost creational eye, which is the spiritual consciousness. So, but if your material consciousness is disturbed, remember your spiritual consciousness can't be disturbed, it never is disturbed, is always neutral, positive, just like the universal consciousness. Remember, the universal consciousness is always neutral, positive, and it's always dedicated to the striving. And the greatest power inside all of us, and every vasen, which is different than a vasen height, but the principle is probably true in either case. The greatest power for the vasen or the vasen height is dedicated to the striving. And the universal consciousness, although it has no personality, is a juggernaut that strives always for evolution. And so we should as well. But if your thinking has gone way off board, way off the path, which from time to time we do that, your life becomes disturbed. And the environment is drawn into this misery. New burdens and conditions appear. And your whole life condition can become impaired. So one of the things you can start to do is the wish dream, to get yourself out of this state. So you think about summertime, it's warm, you're out in the sun, you're playing with your pets, you're enjoying life, it's wonderful. Now, you may be currently fighting this vicious cycle, and it may look like outside, like it does now, with a foot of snow on the ground. But the wish dream gets you back to a state of calm. So what happens, the thoughts and the feelings form this vicious cycle, which influences the psyche, which is the material consciousness, which becomes sick or disturbed, and it influences your feelings in a negative form, and does the same thing to your thoughts. Page 68, such sustaining conditions to which the affected human becomes increasingly falls prey, and from which he or she is no longer able to free himself. So you got to free yourself by this wish dream that I was describing quickly, or you can say things out loud and speak to your own consciousness. It's almost like a prayer, but you're speaking to your own consciousness. You say, I'm the master of my own destiny, the forger of my own fortune, the creator of my own good luck. I do not allow my thoughts to drift on the ocean of life. I steer my thoughts like a captain steers his ship. I nurture my thoughts. I strengthen my thoughts. I clarify my thoughts. It is the nature of the thoughts that by their mind alone, every conceivable thing can be brought to fruition. So these are important things to tell yourself. So, what I was doing there is kind of just basically describing something called this vicious cycle that we've just talked about before, but it seems like there's always more to learn when it comes into the Meyer information. So, I've been trying to keep these shows shorter because I've been uploading them to Brighteon.com and try to search for Ohio Exopolitics on Brighteon.com or Mark Snyder, and I think you can find these. And I'm having trouble getting things up to BitChute on a regular basis. We've also had some slowdowns, so things aren't getting up to YouTube as quickly as normal. But if you can try to Google Blog Talk space Ohio Exopolitics, you can get these shows. I don't know. There's so many places to listen to the program now. It's just kind of gone to a whole bunch of different places, including Google Podcasts. You can listen to the show on Google Podcasts. But if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Ohio Exopolitics, you can find the show. If you're not real happy with where you're currently listening. But in any case, I hope you've enjoyed our show this evening. We've had a lot of interesting information that at least I've enjoyed myself. We'll try to keep things coming to you. And hang in there. Be neutral positive. Avoid the vicious cycle of negative thinking. Be confident, optimistic, relaxed, cheerful, enthusiastic. And then you can be the master of your own destiny. Anyway, great talking to you. We'll catch you on the next show.